Hello, everyone. This is Sean, and you are listening to the Old Clap Lady podcast. November, all November long, I am going to be celebrating the National Entrepreneurship Month. And to start this celebration off, I am going to begin talking about our mother and all of the different avenues that she has taken to explore entrepreneurship. Now, our mom passed away when I was young. I was just about 17, 18. And so I have my wonderful sister on the line here, Deborah, and she's going to talk about what our mom has done and even some of the pitfalls. And then we're just going to also talk about any advice or something that she's learned from our mom when it comes to entrepreneurship. So I'm going to turn it over to the best sister in the world. Deborah, take it away.
Hello, good evening. How is everybody? First, I'd like to apologize because I got a little bit of a cough. So if I'm speaking and I sort of cough, please forgive all disrespect. It's not intentional.
You're forgiven. Go ahead. Yeah. So go ahead and tell us about some of the things that Mama did, as she was pursuing entrepreneurship. I know that she did quite a few things. Some things I remember, like when she used to clean up people's homes and things like that. But if you can chat a little bit about that and other things that Mama did.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm near the window. The noise you hear in the background is from the street, somebody's motorcycle. But the earliest memories I've had of my mother, with her entrepreneurship, as you call it, was I think she always was creative. And when I say creative, when you're a kid, and my mother had it was four of us all together before we were blessed with your presence,
right.
And she sort of had to do the best she can because my father had walked out on us, and my grandmother who was living with us prior, had got sick and went to a nursing home. So my mother had a lot of responsibilities. And when you're a kid, and you want things from the store, and those precious coins were hard to come by. And, to a parent, it's a choice you have to make when you're doing the best you can, because those coins contribute to meals. And so, it breaks a person's heart to not always be able to tell their child yes. But my mom was very good. She would get all of us in the kitchen, and she would, have us, get together. She would make cookies, pie, yes, and make donuts. So sometimes what you always didn't get in the street, you got together and you had it inside and you enjoyed yourself as a family. That's one thing she was rich in. She was rich in sort of creating the best environment she can. And with her baking abilities, sometimes, people wanted to buy a cake from her. So she would make make pies, sell it to neighbors and friends for her reputation, like little cookies. Later on in years, she had a friend of hers, and they used to have what we call back in the days rent parties, where they would cook dinners on the weekend, and sell dinners, desserts, and the neighborhood was a good place because the people, even though the neighborhood didn't have a lot of money, but they supported
that
each
is
other.
True. Yeah.
Some of my mother would support other people who were doing it. Maybe, in a couple of weeks, somebody would say, well, I'm having a party. And people who support my mother, she would turn around and support.
That's really good. That's really good. I remember some of that. I remember when Mama, would cook, especially around the holidays or even every Sunday, she would make a cake. And I know this is supposed to be entrepreneurship month, but I remember the cake. But I didn't like when she made that pineapple coconut cake because I don't really like coconut. But all the other cakes, I used to remember she used to make ice cream. She used to make gingerbread.
Oh my gosh.
And then when she would cook, even though the kitchen was in the back of the house, you can smell the food outside the window.
Mm-hmm. She got her coins, though.
Yeah.
And another thing, when relatives were having parties, they would come get my mother bake the cake. Yes, our mother, to come bake these nice big cakes and to help with the cooking. and setting up of the food, because my mother was very good with cooking for a large amount of people, and she get paid doing that.
Wow, that's good.
Yes.
And then what about the house cleaning business? Because I mean, even now, that's like a big thing right now to have people come in and to people's homes and clean. But was it as it's more acceptable now? Was it as acceptable back then when Mama started?
Well, let me tell you about this here, right? Like I said, my mother was always creative. She got it in her head where she went to an employment agency and she got a job. They used to call it day's work back then, where you would go to somebody's house maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks and do like the cleaning and the laundry and, you know, like shampooing the rug, you know, just, you know, the little heavy duty weekly cleaning. Yeah. By word of mouth of that one person, she got other people, right? Like they friends. She would recommend them to friends and then their friends. So my mother had quite a few clients back then. And she knows she was this day she was going to Mrs. Bowles' house. This day she was going to Miss Goldstein's house, you know? And it was, how do you put that? Okay, as a teenager. Yeah. Right? Because you asked if it was acceptable. Not to me, because, you know, I used to figure, as a young kid, I thought of that as being beneath me, you know, but that was my foolish thinking. Yeah. You know, my mother would take me along with her, and she'd give me money now. But I didn't like doing that type of work. But, you know, there's dignity in all work, and as you get to be older, you know, you begin to realize some things.
Yeah.
Your mom was good about getting her money, and we worked with some very nice people.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was younger and we used to get up, I think it was on Saturday morning. It was so cold on that Saturday morning.
That baby
you know, but by the time we left, you know, it was warm and the people treated me nice. You know, so I really didn't have anything to complain about. And I even remember going to work with her sometimes during the week. I think it was in Manhattan, actually, right?
Yes, when school wasn't in, you used to go with her and you would be there and, and I would help her with whatever chores that was there. And, you know, like we said, we worked for some nice people and they allowed that because a lot of times they were working.
Right.
During the day, and they would leave the key with the doorman, or you know, another place, or leave a bottom door open. Yeah. So, but you know, it wasn't really hard, backbreaking work because you know those people's houses were well kept. You know, we had light things to
do. Right.
You know, it wasn't no grungy, backbreaking work. But
And then what about like the Avon and the Tupperware that she did?
She used to host a few Tupperware parties. I used to have to take, the Watkins products.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That is some good quality products. They're hard to find.
Yes, I take that around. They don't even have that so much no more. So, you know, like I would take it to some of her friends across the street. Back then, kids could go around door to door. And I used to take it to people and they would make orders.
Wow. Yeah.
Put those orders in. Yep, those were very good times. You know, you could send your kids out, you know, to, you know, place orders and make deliveries back then.
Wow.
You know, it was very good. I miss those things.
Yeah. It's a different time nowadays. It's a very different time. You know, I mean, but the good thing is that, you know, we have social media and orders can be placed on social media. I may go out there and look for Watkins tonight sometime to see what I can get because those were some quality products. Very quality.
Yeah.
I mean, you had mentioned earlier about how you felt going out there was beneath you. So if you, like you said, if you had to, looking back on your younger self, what would you tell your younger self today?
You know what? Looking back at my younger self, I was foolish. It was like, how you put that? Beneath me, who am I? Mm-hmm. you know, at 14 or 15 years old. But I was in a different time, and that you were learning like a lot of Black history, and you were learning that that the Black person's role was to be the maid, yeah, and to take care, and that's what I felt we was.
Ah, okay,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
yeah. And I looked at and I looked down on that, but I was foolish. That was my foolish thinking, mm-hmm, you know, because hey, those same people my mother worked for, you think they didn't become my clients after a while?
That's right, that's right, that's right. And I mean, it's very acceptable now. I mean, I've seen people own cleaning businesses or cleaning homes, and they're driving around in luxury cars because it's a business. And when you think back on it, I mean, even though she had you go with her for whatever reason, she was still, I would hope, trying to set an example for you and for me.
Still a healthy work ethic. Yeah. You know, no matter what people may think, yeah, or no matter what people may say, you know, I'm getting mine, you know, like, and that's what we got to do today. That's why these people don't want to take these jobs, because they figure they're going to get dirty. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to go ahead and just make your living.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Make your living, make your coin any way you can. Be self-sufficient. You know, it was funny you were saying something earlier, and I want to do another interview with you next week, and I want to talk about my father, because he was an entrepreneur too, now that I think about it. And so, you know, he passed away when I was young as well, but there's certain things that you recall about him that I would like to share in celebration of National Entrepreneurship Month. So you're on the hook next week.
Okay, he's a wonderful man. You know, and if I may briefly touch on that for one minute, because like mother was, you know, like her bills was piling up, right? And she was having a hard time meeting some things. Yeah. And she used to sweetheart with your daddy, you know, that was before you came along, right? And I used to look, even though they didn't live together, right, we used to spend time at his house and him and all. You know, I figured why she didn't ask him for help. Right, but what I'm understanding and what I came to understand about my mother had pride.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
my mother was the type of person to solve her problems. And who am I to say that he didn't help her?
Yeah,
but she tried to solve a lot of her things and problems first.
Right,
and she would get over there, and she would make a way out of no way. And your father was a very good man, and I would love to talk about him because he instilled a lot of values.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, a lot of women, you know, have the mindset of, I don't want to depend on any man, you know, because even back in mama's day, you know, and even before that, you had situations where some men were not good to their wives because they knew that their wives or girlfriends or whatever depended on them. And so I'm just thinking she had that mindset. I want to have my own. And yeah, dad did offer. You know, but if mama said no, it was nothing that he can do, you know? So, yeah.
And it's about strong foundation, you know? Like, don't get comfortable leaning on somebody's shoulder when that shoulder could easily move.
Exactly, right, exactly. And I think that was her mindset.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, before I tie up this podcast, I wanted to know if you had any, you know, last words that you may want to, you know, tell people out there in celebration of National Entrepreneurship Month?
You know, we all got some creative ability in us. And I would say, whatever it is that you love doing, see what you can make a living by it. Mm. You know, if you can't make a living by that, you know, just get out there and do the best you can. If you don't get the job you want right away, it will come. Take what's available. Get your leg in the door, because you meet some amazing people.
That is true.
On your way to your destiny.
That is so true. Thank you so very much. This was a great podcast discussion, and I really appreciate you, Deborah, taking the time out to, you know, have this conversation with myself and the audience. And so I just want to thank everyone in advance for listening to this podcast, and I hope you all learned something. And if any of you have questions, you can send me an email to oclaplady, that's OHCLAP as in Peter, LAD as in dog, Y, at outlook.com. And you can also comment on the podcast. I'm going to be posting it on LinkedIn, and then soon I'm going to be posting it on Facebook, so you can add comments, good or bad, and I will respond accordingly. And so I just want to thank everyone again, and I just want to tell everyone have a good night and be blessed.